WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing people. It's your girl Laura Bennett back with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Ever feel like navigating social situations is like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded? You know that feeling when you walk into a room and suddenly forget everyone's names? Or worse, you launch into an epic story about your goldfish, completely missing the cue that your friend's actually talking about their new job. Yeah, I've been there. But here's the thing. Our ADHD brains aren't wired for typical social conventions. We process things differently, we get distracted easily, and sometimes those unspoken rules of polite conversation feel like a foreign language. But guess what? That doesn't mean we can't thrive in social settings. It just means we need to play by our own set of rules. Today, we're diving deep into the world of social butterflies with ADHD wings, exploring 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your social game. 1. Embrace your uniqueness. Seriously, let your freak flag fly. Forget trying to fit into some mold of what normal social behavior looks like. Your ADHD brain is a superpower. It brings creativity, humor, and an infectious energy that most people crave. 2. Plan ahead, but keep it flexible. This one's about finding that sweet spot between preparation and spontaneity. Before big events, jot down some conversation starters or topics you're passionate about. But remember, life happens. If the conversation takes an unexpected turn, roll with it. Embrace the spontaneity. 3. Sensory overload is real. Ever feel like your senses are on overdrive in crowded spaces? Listen to your body and find ways to manage sensory input. Maybe that means wearing noise-canceling headphones or finding a quieter corner to recharge. It's about honoring your needs and creating space for yourself to feel comfortable. 4. Be present most of the time. We're masters of daydreaming, but in social situations, try to anchor yourself in the present moment. Make eye contact, actively listen to what others are saying, and respond genuinely. When your mind starts to wander, gently guide it back to the conversation. You can even use a physical cue like holding onto a pen or bracelet to help you stay grounded. 5. It's okay to take breaks. Don't feel pressured to be on all the time. If you need a moment to recharge, step away for a few minutes. Take a walk, grab a glass of water, or simply find a quiet spot to collect your thoughts. It's not rude, it's self-care. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a party, and everyone's talking about their weekend plans. You might feel that familiar wave of anxiety, thinking, what am I going to say? But instead of stressing out, you remember these tips. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that your quirky perspective is valuable, and engage with the conversation authentically. Maybe you share a funny story about your dog getting stuck in a trash can, a relatable anecdote that breaks the ice and sparks laughter. You listen attentively to others, asking genuine questions and offering thoughtful responses. When you start feeling overwhelmed, you excuse yourself for a few minutes to grab some fresh air. And guess what? You find yourself having meaningful conversations with people who appreciate your unique energy. Because remember, authenticity is magnetic. So there you have it, 5 golden nuggets to level up your social game as an ADHD person. Embrace your quirks. Plan ahead, but be flexible, manage sensory overload, stay present most of the time. And don't forget to take breaks when you need them. This isn't about becoming someone you're not, it's about recognizing your strengths, owning your style, and connecting with others on a deeper level. You got this. Want to keep the conversation going? Share your own social situations, struggles, or triumphs in the comments below. Let's learn from each other and build a supportive community of ADHD rockstars. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until next time, stay wild and free.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.